Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling, and I am your host, BDC, and I want to start off this show by saying I'm sorry about Sunday's episode. You know, I know y'all guys are going to get this episode on Monday morning. You know, I was watching the Royal Rumble, really, really good, and you know, I was going to do the Royal Rumble aftermath episode, which this is going to be the aftermath / Raw thoughts, you know, what's gonna happen maybe on Raw and stuff like that. But yeah, I got up, you know, Sunday and was like, you know, I kind of got like, you know, I wasn't kind of feeling good, so you know, I was like, you know, I'll wait till Monday. But yeah, I wanted to apologize about that to y'all, you know, because I did talk about it, and you know, but yeah, it's a day behind, but we here. Yeah, and I'm gonna give y'all my thoughts on the Royal Rumble and the winners, and then we might talk about Raw briefly for a little bit. But yeah, let's get started with this episode, and I hope everybody is enjoying y'all's Monday morning. If y'all going to work or if you off the day, you know, sit back, relax, put your good headphones on, and you know, you're in for a good episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. We about to start right now. Yo, everybody, we're going to be talking about the Royal Rumble, and this is the Royal Rumble aftermath, a day later. And we're going to be talking about a little bit of Raw, but let's get into the Royal Rumble. You know, we get a super nice arena, super long ramp, 3 or 4 miles to get to the ring first. Like, that is crazy. They should have had some kind of cart or something to get people there faster or something. Like, it's cool to see the superstars run, but some of them are not running. Trust me on that. Some of them was walking, taking a good old time. And when they got to the ring, the timer is already starting already. So maybe they can get like a little mini cart or something to take them to the ring next year. Because I know they'll be leaving these stadiums. So, you know, they're not going to stop the Royal Rumble with these, you know, these smaller arenas. So, but yeah, we kick off the Royal Rumble. I'm not going to get like super, super detailed into Rumble. You know, they got other podcasts that review super detailed review of those. But, you know, I'm just going to talk about, you know, skim through some stuff, you know. But this is the aftermath, just to talk of it and stuff like that. Like, you know, we just going to discuss a few things about it. But let's talk about the obvious, the elephant in the room, the person we knew who was going to win the Rumble for the past part about 3 months. Cody Rhodes is your winner. So I'm sorry if you didn't watch it. Spoiler alert. Cody Rhodes has won the Royal Rumble. No surprise. And one thing I didn't like about the Rumble was he came out at 30. But later on, you know, the next day I did read that he got cleared that same day. So that might be the reason why he came out at 30. You know, who knows? But we did get some surprises. We got Logan Paul, which him and Ricochet stole the show easily. We had Booker T. You know, he did Spin Rooney. He was in his home state. And that's all that I remember that I could think of. We didn't get too many like legends or nothing like super surprises or nothing like that. You know, we didn't even get 30, you know, people. We had 29, you know, Rey Mysterio was missing. You know, there's a lot of story in this match. You know, Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley's feud's not done with. Like, it's a lot of stuff. Just, you know, we didn't get no big, like, comebacks or no Will Ospreay or no Forbidden Door, nothing like that. So, yeah, I was like, But it was a good Rumble, like good wrestling wise. It kept you on your feet. You know, it was pretty good. In the next match, we had Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight, which to me was a hit or miss for some people. For me, I liked the match really, really good. It looked different, looked cool on TV. A lot of good spots. it ended with Bray Wyatt winning. And at the very end, you know, Uncle Howie, they did a weird spot where, you know, on the stage or in the crowd on the stage. And Uncle Howie jumped on LA Knight and, like, fire went everywhere. And I thought it was pretty cool looking. It could have showed a better angle where, you know, because it looked like obviously he landed on the side of him a little bit before it blew up. So, you know, but it's sports entertainment. Like, you know, it's supposed to be entertaining me, and it did entertain me enough. You know, I'm not going to be like, you know, pick it apart and say how fake it looked. And it looked good. It told the story well. It's confusing sometimes, you know, because now I don't know, is Uncle Howie and Bray Wyatt working together or, you know, but the Pitch Black match it looked pretty nice. I love the little confetti they had with this green and the face paint, you know, just how it looked. And then LA Knight's green entire glued, you know, was glowing during the match. It was a good match. Very unique. Wasn't too long, you know. For me, it entertained me enough to, you know, I was cheering and like, yeah, you know, it was cool. So one of the matches we had, we had Bianca Belair defending her title against Alexa Bliss. And yeah, I'm not going to talk about this match much because it was just a regular wrestling match. It wasn't entertaining at all. All the stuff with Uncle Howie and stuff like that, nothing really happen. Alexa Bliss just lost, and that was it. I thought it would be entertaining, you know, but it wasn't really. But yeah, you know, I'm a little disappointed in that match. I really wanted Alexa Bliss to win, or at least to be entertaining, you know. But ain't nothing I could do about that, you know, because just they only got about 10 minutes to wrestle in the ring, and that was it. We had a Hardy performance, whoever that was, and people was confused on, was it country or was it rock? It was the theme song he performed for WrestleMania or the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble theme song, and it was kind of off a little bit. So, yeah, I don't know. That performance was kind of whack a little bit. Didn't like it. Let me think. I don't know. Like, I would have to look it up to see, was it in the Rumble or not Rumble, but was he rock, you know, genre, or is he country? I couldn't tell. He had a Kid Rock vibe to him. I don't know. The theme song was a lot better when it was, like, you know, on the show and not live in person. So, yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it. I thought it was okay. You know, I'm not like, you know, I seen the internet, you know, dog him and, you know, say it was really, really whack. And I thought it was good. But then we're going to get to the next, you know, match, which, let me tell you one thing, it is out of order. I know the guys, or the Women's Rumble was first, so, yeah, but it's all good, though. The Women's Rumble happened, and, yeah, it had a lot of surprises. Michelle McCool, Zoe Starks, it had a lot more than the guys' rumble. I think a lot of surprises, like, but the obvious again was Rhea Ripley winning. Like, we seen that months and months, you know, that they wanted to do a Rhea Ripley maybe Bianca Belair match. So that was the obvious. We did have Asuka returning with new music, new look. Yeah, it was good. I thought it was good. You know, Liv Morgan almost winning. You know, and Rhea Ripley got her win, and yeah, that was it. You know, Rhea Ripley, you know, I like to say she do deserve it. She is cool. I'm not a big fan of her when she actually won the championship last year, but maybe they'll book her different a little bit. You know, Triple H is running things now, so. But yeah, got a really good rumble, a few surprises, good wrestling. We got Nia Jax return. They kind of botched it in a little bit with her music, you know, just I was kind of like throwing off a little bit, like her music just hit without the countdown. But I'm not really complaining. You know, I'm glad to see her back. I don't care what nobody says. You know, she was number 30. She did her thing. Yeah, you know, you didn't like it. I'm sorry. It sucks for you, but it was cool for me to see Nia Jax back. So maybe she could be part of the Bloodline or something like that, maybe, or I don't know. But let's get to the main event. Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens with Sami Zayn at ringside. No sign of the Bloodline. And that match was straight up just good wrestling. They went all over the place. And they did some good wrestling in the ring. I'm sorry. That came out of nowhere. But, yeah, I should have muted the mic a little bit. But, yeah, that referee got hit on accident, and somehow Roman tried to get, or Sami Zayn to get a cheer. He kind of stuttered out a little bit. So it was parts of the match where he wanted Roman just to win fair. And, yeah, you don't dog the tribal chief like that, you know, or you listen to what he says. And Sami, you could tell he was, like, you know, confused a little bit, so... You know, Roman Reigns ended up throwing his head, Kevin Owens' head into the chair or stairs like 2 times, which ended up knocking Kevin Owens out basically. And that was it. You know, when he got to the ring, you know, they tried to fight a little bit more. He hit him with a spear. 1, 2, 3. And this is where it gets entertaining at. The Bloodline comes out there. They beat the shit out of him. You know, and Sami's just sitting there watching, and next thing you know, they super kicked him like a bunch of times. They handcuffed him to the ring ropes, super kicked him more, and brutally just tore him up. Like, he was done. And then, you know, Roman Reigns get a cheer and was like, you know, we about to, you know, I'm about to hit him again, you know, whatever, get him up. Sami, you know, was like, got in his face, talking about he's beneath him, and that's beneath him, he shouldn't do it, he don't, you know, he's done. Kevin Owens is, you know, is done. He was dead, basically, just laid out, knocked out. Not dead, but you know what I mean, knocked out. So Roman said, you right, you know, it is beneath me. So he gave Sami Zayn the cheer, and Sami got behind him already. You know, the typical, you know, get behind somebody with a chair. And you already know WWE, you know, WWE as well as I do. Sami Zayn hit that chair shot on Roman Reigns. The Usos and Paul Heyman looked shocked. And they jumped on him immediately. And then Solo jumped on him, you know. And then Jey Uso, all out of nowhere, rolled out the ring and walked away. Roman was confused on why, you know, and then, you know, Sami was just laid out. Kevin Owens laid out. This is like one of the best endings I ever seen in any pay-per-view ever. It was very emotional, just sad, this confusion, just everything all in one. And that's how the Royal Rumble ended. So, you know, this goes to Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, you know, are we going to get some of the aftermath on Raw, you know? Is Roman Reigns or any of the Bloodline members going to be on Raw this week? I don't know. They haven't really made nothing official. You know, so tonight's Monday Night Raw is going to be pretty interesting, I think. Because I don't know what's going on, you know. Let me check the website real quick while I'm on here. I could check and see if we got anything confirmed for Raw tonight. Because, you know, I can't wait to see what's going on tonight. Like, man, like, after that, I know we're going to get Cody Rhodes starting off the show for sure, I think. You know, Cody love to start off the show and talk. Nope, far as I know, we don't. We don't have nothing scheduled for Raw yet. So, yeah, I'm assuming they're gonna start announcing stuff probably soon. Nothing scheduled. But yeah, that's it for this Royal Rumble aftermath episode. We're gonna call it aftermath. And for my Raw thoughts that, Raw is gonna be must see tonight, just the fact that how Royal Rumble ended. Let me know on social media what y'all think of the Royal Rumble, and what might happen on SmackDown this week or Raw. Let me know what y'all think. But we're gonna end this episode a little early, and get this Monday started. Monday Night Raw is tonight. And I'm sure everybody's excited as me. I'm stoked to see what's gonna happen. I don't want to get overhyped a little bit because we all know how Raw be sometimes. So yeah. But I hope everybody had a good, Royal Rumble week this week. Watched it, had good parties and with your friends or online or whatever you do. Royal Rumble was good this year, really, really good. So we hoping to have a good Raw. And this is gonna be the first Raw to kick off WrestleMania season. It started off at the Royal Rumble, but Raw is where they're gonna officially be like, hey, we in WrestleMania season. And before I go, let me give a quick shout out to Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee did show up at the Royal Rumble and do commentary. Love Pat McAfee. One of the best commentators in today's times. Hope to see him. I want to say tonight, but I know he's gonna be on SmackDown, so hopefully he's on SmackDown this week. But yeah, that's gonna be it for this week's episode. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. If you made it this far, thank you. And I will see y'all on the next one. Laters, everybody.